望主耶稣圣名，继续来学习出埃及记。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study Exodus.
来进入第四部分，十诫的第七诫跟第八诫。
We're going to go to the fourth part, which is the seventh and eighth commandment.
第七诫是不可以犯奸淫。
Seventh is do not commit adultery.
一句话很简单。
It's a very simple phrase.
那奸淫这个字哈，这是一个动词，所以它本身就是变节的，它的行为已经跟它之前的那个想法不一样的。
So adultery is a verb. The action is different from the thought.
就是淫乱了哈，所以。这个淫妇哈，有时候淫妇也是这个字眼。
When we talk about immorality, it also is pertaining to the similar thing.
它的主要用意就是在维护婚约，就是神所设立的婚姻的。
Which is doing something outside of the marriage covenant.
好，所以这个奸淫的这个诫命啊。对今天许多基督徒来说很难因为这跟节制我们的情欲有关系的。
And not committing adultery can be a very challenging commandment to keep because it has to do with self-control.
但是对今天真教会的弟兄姐妹来说应该一点都不难。
But for True Jesus Church members, this should not be difficult at all.
因为这跟我们的信仰有关系。
Because it is related to our faith.
我们如果能够很坚定的相信主耶稣跟我们的关系，我们一定会觉得这个诫命本来就是这样，一点也不会去犯到的。
And if we firmly are understand our relationship with God, then we will feel like this commandment is natural for us to do.
好，所以它诫命本身其实就是为了要维护婚姻的圣洁，然后让这个家庭可以正常。
And this meaning of the commandment is to maintain a holy marriage and family.
婚姻是神创立的，在亚当受造之后神就特别的为他去做了一个配偶，然后为他设立婚姻。
Marriage was established in the beginning, where God created a partner for Adam.
为什么在创世纪第二章他会特别说神看那个人独居不好，然后 要为他做一个配偶来帮助他。
Why does it say specifically in Genesis chapter 2 that God saw that it was not good for man to be alone and created a helper for him?
但是神在创造的时候不是本来就已经知道了吗？
Didn't God already know this when he was creating the world?
所以二章十八节有时候我们在读说，主神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。那为什么一开始不要给他造两个有伴？
So verse 18, God says, not good that man should be alone. I'll make a helper comparable to him. So why didn't God create him a helper from the very beginning?
好，那其实我们如果看整个描述我们会看到说，其实这个配偶就是从这个男人身上出来，本来就是一个同一个的。
So if we look at the entire chapter, then we see that this helper was taken away, taken from the man, or the rib of the man, so they are both one.
然后在新约的角度，从主耶稣基督的福音里面去看回来你就会发现这是一个奥秘。
So from the New Testament, we see that this is a mystery.
那这个奥秘就是耶稣基督他救我们，然后建立教会，然后他跟教会之间的关系的。预表就是在婚姻的时候就放进去了。
And this mystery is that the Lord Jesus has saved the church, and when he did so, the mystery of the marriage has something to do with it.
那所以后来你看这个夏娃的出现让亚当很安慰觉得很喜乐。
And so when Eve appeared, then Adam was comforted and full of joy.
接下去所以这个女人这个字眼是那个亚当说的呢。
And so this word woman was spoken by Adam.
他意思就是从男人身上取出来的。
And she was taken out of man.
啊，我们都知道这里的男人、女人讲就是夫妻之间的意思了。
And so when we talk about woman and man, this is talking about husband and wife.
啊，那所以夫妻这样的一个角色，似乎是两个人、两个个体，但其实是一个啊，是一块肉，一个 flesh。
So husband and wife physically are two separate people, but they are one flesh.
啊，但是这个女人哈，从男人身上取出来，就是神啊再造的，这个就是更精细的啊，更要好好的保护的。
And woman was taken out of man, and so this is something we need to keep diligently.
好，那从肋旁也有它的意义嘛哈。
And coming out of the rib also has its own meaning.
啊，那这个在婚姻的道理里面，其实都我们可能都会听到，会更深入。
And we will hear this type of teaching even more deeply in marriages or weddings.
那神已经设立了这个创造了这个配偶之后，就设立婚姻了。
And so when God created this helper, he established marriage.
那这个婚姻哈，在马拉基书里面特别说这个叫做盟约。
And in Malachi, it specifically says that this marriage is a covenant.
第二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
请读十四节跟十五节。
Read 14 and 15.
那个，再来读一下《马拉基书》二章的十四节、十五节。要开 video 的，请 Angela 杨哈来读一下。要开麦克风关静音。
好，十四节，你们还说。这是为什么呢？因神在你和你幼年所起的妻中间做见证，他虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待他。十五节，虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得全程的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心。谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。阿们。
谢谢。这里提到哈，这个盟约的妻啦，这个就是有一个约定的，所以婚约哈很慎重，不可以随便。
Here it says it's your wife by covenant, and so this marriage is a covenant. It is very serious. We can't take it lightly.
而且是生命的连结。
It is a conjoinment of lives.
那第十五节特别说，为什么神只有造一个
？Verse 15 specifically says, "Why did He make one only?"
那接下去那句话，所以神对婚姻的期待，哈，神所要的就是在这里说的，他在寻找人要得到虔诚的后代，敬虔的后代。
What God seeks here is godly offspring.
好，那。要能够有这个敬虔的后代，一定是这个夫妻之间哦，他能够谨守心，他能够互相的忠诚的对待啊，真的实现了神创造婚姻的目的。
And to have godly offspring, the husband and wife need to keep this marriage covenant.
啊，他们要互相的。非常为彼此非常的诚实，非常贞洁。
And they need to be faithful, completely faithful to one another.
啊，不可以用诡诈哈，不可以用诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。当然，反过来也是一样的，丈夫啊，妻子对丈夫也是要这样子。
And so the husband cannot deal treacherously with the wife of his youth, and it's the same with the wife cannot deal treacherously with the husband.
我们知道诡诈的意思就是欺骗啊，然后就是耍手段啊。
We know that treachery means like falsehood or using beguiling methods.
就是你有一些不好的动机在里面的，这个叫诡诈。
To have wrong motivations, that's treachery.
好，那这里，当然在历史上我们看到许多人哈， 贞洁了，那就是这个男女关系混乱了。
You know, then society there is a lot of sexual immorality.
啊，所以现在哈、哦，神设立的婚姻制度是一夫一妻嘛哈。
God established marriage as one husband and one wife.
任何在婚姻之外不应该有的性关系都是奸淫。
Any type of sexual relation outside of the marriage is adultery.
好，那婚姻是神的祝福。
And marriage is blessed by God.
好，那也是神他设计的那个制度本身就是要男女两性结合，建立家庭，生养后代。
It is a blessing from God, and it is also something that God has set an order for. It is between a man and a woman, and to have godly offspring.
所以，如果奸淫呢？就是会妨害了别人的婚姻，会破个人他在神在他身上所应该要有的旨意的。
And so adultery is breaking apart another person's marriage and preventing God's blessing of marriage onto that person.
对，他等于破坏人家家庭，神一定不会容忍。
And it breaks apart that person's family.
好，那这个所以。要记住，这个跟我们的婚姻家庭有关系。
So we have to be careful that about the marriage and the family.
那第二个层面就是神要我们人成为圣洁才能得救。
The second part is that God wants man to be holy and saved.
利未记一直强调说神要人圣洁，因为他是圣洁的神。
Leviticus continues to emphasize that we should be holy for God is holy.
那淫乱呢？淫乱其实。是得罪人，也得罪自己的身体。
And adultery is not only sin against man, but also against God.
那更是得罪神。
It's a sin against God.
因为我们现在如果信主以后，我们的身体是神属神的，是神的殿。
Because after we believe in God, our body is a temple of God.
所以淫乱是大罪。
Therefore, adultery is a great sin.
创世纪39章那个约瑟对他主人的妻子啊，这样讲，我怎么可以做这个大恶得罪神呢
？In Genesis 39, Joseph says to Potiphar's wife, "How can I do such an evil thing against God?"
好，那在旷野的历史里面也看到神是如何的严厉的惩罚那个淫乱的罪，在民数记25章。
And in the wilderness, we see how greatly God punished adultery in the book of Numbers.
他们在摩押平原，在那个，旷野已经快要到迦南地了，在那里他们跟那个米甸的女子摩押女子行起淫乱来，你看那一下子就死了几万人。
They were almost at the land of Canaan, but in Moab they committed adultery with the Moabite woman, and were punished.
所以这个说明淫乱的人呢，最后都不能够进入神的国，就是他不配去承受那个应许的地。
And those who were committed adultery were unable to go into the land of Canaan, which means they were unable to go into the promised land.
那在启示录他特别说那个淫乱的一定是 被拒绝在门外，在神的圣城之外，在神的国度之外，他的份一定是在烧着的硫磺火湖里面，不会在天国。
And in Revelations, it says that those who commit adultery cannot go into the heavenly kingdom. They are outside of the gate.
好，那帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章，神的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁，掩蔽淫行要用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3-5 says God's will is for us to be sanctified, abstain from sexual immorality, and possess our own body in sanctification and honor.
好，所以这个保守圣洁至少我们的这个身体本身不要玷污了，很重要的。
It's very important for us to keep our bodies pure and not defiled.
在哥林多前书特别说所有的罪都是在身体以外犯的，但是只有淫乱罪是得罪自己，是让自己的身体真的变污秽的，做不得。
First Corinthians tells us that all of the sin is outside the body, only sexual immorality is within the body, and therefore it defiles the body.
好，那有这个诫命不可以奸淫，其实也让我们看到说，神为我们设立婚姻他已经知道我们人会有这个需求，所以男大当婚，女大当嫁，这个就是 个人要有自己的配偶才能够保守圣洁的。
God created this commandment because he knows that man has the lust. So he instituted marriage to avoid fornication. A man should have his own wife and a woman should have her own husband.
好，那借着这个婚姻，其实我们也会更进一步的体认是基督跟教会的关系，在以弗所书里面说这是奥秘。
And in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 32, it tells us that God uses marriage to help us understand the relationship between Christ and the church, and that this is a mystery.
好，那我们如果用心的去经营我们的婚姻跟我们配偶的关系，那我们就会体会说，那主耶稣是怎么来爱我们的，他是怎么容忍我们，那我们是在他的这个爱底下才会成长，才会满足。
And if we put it in our effort in our marriage, then we will see how God loves, how much God loves us as well, and allow us to grow and become content.
那其实婚姻也是夫妻都能够彼此用包容的心那互相对待，然后我们在婚姻当中成长也成熟了，然后慢慢就会享受婚姻。
And marriage allows a couple to show compassion with one another, grow with one another, and be satisfied in their marriage and family.
到老的时候就觉得很甜蜜。
And when they're old, then they will feel very sweet.
你会觉得说有一个伴侣能够一起走生命的道路，非常的珍贵，这是神的祝福。
They'll feel that it is such a blessing of God and so precious to have a partner to walk on life's journey.
那现在就是要了解这个道理，然后我们用心的去经营我们的婚姻呢。
And so to understand this teaching, then we need to manage our marriage with diligence.
所以不可奸淫，这是一个命令在那里，但是其实它更积极的意思是说，我们如果真的在婚姻里面得到满足，那这个事情绝对不会去犯，它我们已经超越它了，不会去犯戒命的了。
And so a deeper meaning of not committing adultery is that if we're able to find satisfaction in our marriage, then we won't even have the desire to commit adultery.
好，那看箴言五章，五章的第十五节。
5 verse 15.
箴言五章十五节读到第二十节好了。箴言五章十五节到二十节，来读一次。
Proverbs 5:15-20.
好，请那个看到人的，好，那 Wendy 姐妹，请你读。
Okay, Proverbs chapter 5:15. Drink water from your own cistern, and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets?Let them be only your own, and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of your youth. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times, and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by another immoral woman, and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? For the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his path.His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cord of his sin.
好，谢谢。这一段圣经你看前面一开始就是像好像做父亲的在提醒这个儿子你千万不要被引诱去犯淫乱不然你会后悔一辈子。
The beginning of this passage, this father is telling his son that do not commit adultery because you will regret it for the rest of your life.
最后一定死亡如果是我们今天看来就是地狱的刑罚，永远的死亡了，那不得了了。
And in the end, you will die. And today, it even means eternal death.
所以要让我们在真的在婚姻里面得到满足不会犯错。
And so, if we can be satisfied in our marriage, then we will not commit wrong.
好，那现在还要再进一步搞清楚什么叫做犯淫乱，犯奸淫。
So we're going to go into more detail what is adultery.
好，那这个现在要搞清楚什么叫做性行为，这个现在是我们联总有关于真理研究特别把这个性行为有一个明确的定义的那这个只是部分的就是说我们目前所知道的，那就是这个部分我们要注意。
And so the IA has defined what is sexual immorality in detail.
就是 social conduct, 什么叫性行为?
What is the social conduct?
Sexual, huh?
Sexual. Oh, sexual conduct.
那所以这个亲密的这个性行为，就是这个性行为其实都只有只能发生在夫妻之间的而已。
And so these sexual acts can only occur with between husband and wife.
你在不是在婚姻的这个约里面，不是有夫妻关系的双方，你不管是同性还是异性，如果有这一些只允许在夫妻之间发生的事，你去做了，这个叫做啊，这个叫做跟别人有性行为，这个叫做犯淫乱。
So if you commit any of these acts with anyone other than the spouse, whether it is the same gender or opposite gender, then that is committing sexual immorality.
好，那如果是未婚的哈，还没有双方都还是未婚的，这个叫婚前的性行为，这个叫做苟合罪。啊，就应该是说这个叫做婚前的性关系了。
So if the people are not married yet, then this is considered sexual immorality out before marriage.
啊，如果已经结婚了，再去跟自己的配偶之外发生这种事情，这个叫做淫乱。
And if this happens after marriage, then it is called adultery.
好，那现在主耶稣在马太福音第五章跟第十九章特别有说了哈，如果不是因为淫乱的缘故而离婚的，那这个离婚的人若是再嫁娶，那他们自己本身跟嫁娶他们的人都是犯淫乱的。
In Matthew, it says that those who divorce for a reason that is not adultery and remarry after the divorce, then both the one who is remarrying and the one who is getting married is an adulterer.
好，因为在神的眼中，婚约解除只有两个条件，第一个就是死亡，配偶死亡，第二就是配偶有一方犯淫乱罪。
Because through the Bible, the only reason why a marriage covenant can be broken is one, death of the spouse, or two, adultery by the spouse.
好，如果配偶犯淫乱，其实这个没有问题的一方也可以选择不要离婚的，但是他也有权利选择说我要离婚。
Now the one within a marriage, if the one has committed adultery, the one who has not has the option to divorce, but they can also choose not to divorce.
啊，所以不是说一定要，但是他是可以，如果他觉得我不要，我已经拒绝了，他选择要离婚，他是可以的，因为对方已经犯奸淫罪。
They don't absolutely have to divorce. They can choose to divorce because the other person has committed adultery.
好，那所以要搞清楚啊，所以我们为什么说如果结婚是非常慎重，绝对不要让这个让我们的配偶跑去犯淫乱，或我们自己犯淫乱。所以这个婚约还可以一直持续到整个生命。
So we always say that marriage is a very serious covenant. Don't let yourself commit adultery. Don't let the partner commit adultery either.
所以这个就是婚姻要能够白头偕老了哈，从此以后一终生的那个贞洁跟相处的关系。
Marriage should be remaining until one is old and white-haired.
好，更多前书第六章特别提到以娼妓行淫的啊，那个所以用钱去交易哈，能够更加发生性关系的，这个叫做犯淫乱。
In First Corinthians, it says adultery with prostitutes or using money to exchange, that is adultery.
做娈童的或娼妓的啊，在这篇经里面特别讲，这个叫做娈童，就是同性恋的嘛哈。娼妓的这个跟偶像庙的那个行淫的有关系的，这个部分其实跟宗教性有关。
It talks about in Deuteronomy about homosexuality or sexual acts relating to idol worship.
好，那利未记十八章、罗马书第一章里面特别提到这个同性恋的，这个叫做逆性的罪。
And Leviticus and Romans will talk about homosexuality, and this is also a sin of adultery.
好，利未记十八章，接下来下一节提到跟受淫合的淫乱。
And Leviticus chapter 18 verse 23 talks about having sex with animals, and that is also adultery.
这个真的是，这个人啊，真的是不知道这罪恶哈。有时候，你的动物哈，你的动物都不会那个跨物种去交配的，你知道吗？ 正常的情况下，这种事情绝对不会发生的。
So man is so evil that this type of relation should not happen under normal circumstances.
对不对？人家他们不管是牛啦、羊啦，或者是猪啦，人家都是同种的，同一种在配合的嘛。
Oh, even within nature, you won't see interspecies actions like this, like a pig and a cow.
那这个只有人哈、哦、才会有这种邪恶的这种思想。
Only man will have such evil thoughts.
所以啊，这个有时候人如果不是在守神的道理，真的是比禽兽还不如啊。And
so sometimes when man does not keep the word of God, they're even worse than animals.
好，那我们现在要怎么实践这个这条诫命
？Now, how do we apply this commandment to our lives?
已经讲过很多次了啊，希伯来书13章第4节，婚姻要尊重，床不可以污秽。
Hebrews 13:14, marriage shall be honored by all, and the bed shall not be defiled.
好，那但是婚姻这个要尊重哈、啊，那我们要小心的、啊、哈，不是夫妻关系的，你不可以在别人的面前赤身露体，不可以同居。So
we need to be careful that prior to marriage, nakedness should not be seen by anyone other than the spouse, and there shouldn't be any cohabitation prior to marriage.
好，那所以在婚前呢、啊，要保守圣洁。
It's important to remain holy prior to marriage.
那只有在婚姻里面的两个人赤身露体才不会羞耻的，不然都是会羞耻。Only
within a marriage can nakedness not be shameful. Outside, then it will always be shameful.
好，那主特别说了，那个神所配合的人不可以分开，所以不可离婚。And
God has also said that what God has joined together, let no man separate, cannot divorce.
啊，随意离婚了，这个就是说，当然这里面有一些。 状况哦，如果有一些特殊的情形，会有这种导致这个样的结果的时候，是另外的。但是一般来说，这个真理本身就是神配合的人不可以用仁义把它分开。Of
course, there are some exceptions, but the truth is that what God has joined together, don't separate and do not divorce at will.
那现在哦，这个社会哈，很多有些时候是为了工作的缘故，或者是反正有我们人间。 之外的一些因素在，所以有时候夫妻会长期分开。In
society today, whether it's because of job or other extenuating circumstances, husband and wife might separate for a period of time.
那其实这个哈、哦、都不太好，会堕入那个魔鬼的引诱当中啊，可能导致犯罪了。But
this isn't great because they can be easily tempted and sin.
所以我们要小心啊。Let's
be careful.
哦，所以尽量哈、哦、夫妻哈、哦、一定要同住。
And so, husband and wife should, as much as possible, live together.
好，那怎么样避免哈？我们要先约束我们的心。How
do we avoid adultery? We need to guard our hearts.
我们都知道大卫为犯罪，其实都从眼睛看来的。We
know that David committed adultery because of his eyes first.
那我们今天呢、哦？手机、电脑、网络那么方便，很多时候那个色情影片啊、图片啊。 有一些肮脏的东西哦，我们如果不小心看到，哎，让我们眼睛动淫念了，小心。And
today it's so easy with the internet to see dirty images or dirty videos, and so we need to be very careful with our eyes.
好，所以要像大像约伯一样，跟我自己的眼睛立约，不能够不要去看那个不应该看的。And
so we need to be like Job and make a covenant with our eyes not to look at that which is evil.
好，那哥林多前书第7章第1节这里有提到一个男不敬女道，就是说，要男女要保持距离的哈，不要有那个不当的身体接触或抚摸。In
1 Corinthians 7:1, it says that we should avoid appropriate physical contact or touching. So man and woman should try to keep a distance.
那约瑟哈，你看当时候他能够拒绝那个主波提巴妻子的那个引诱啊，他就是这样。 他不听从，不犯罪，不跟他在一起。And
that's what Joseph did. He would not be anywhere near Potiphar's wife, would not listen, and would not sin.
所以他很聪明哦，啊，赶快跑。
He was very smart. He would run away.
啊，虽然因此 被控被诬告了，但是他至少他保守圣洁，神也为他开路。
Even though because of this he was falsely accused, at least he did not sin, and God opened the way for him.
那要避免淫乱哈，还有一个就是我们的穿着，个人的穿着部分要小心。
We also need to be careful with our clothing.
啊，特别是姐妹了哈，当然弟兄现在也是这样，不要这个有时候不知道是有意还无意，要暴露自己的身体给别人看，这其实会引诱人犯罪。
Especially sisters and sometimes brothers don't expose our body to make people sin.
外面的人呢，有的男生那个穿的裤子，然后穿到快要掉下去了。
Some people outside wear pants that seem like they're going to fall off.
啊，那个其实都是有一个目的，就是要挑动人家的情欲的。
And all the purpose of all of this is to stir up people's lusts.
我们不只在教会，其实在自己在家里，或者在自己在社会，在跟人家相处的时候，一定都要穿着很正派的衣裳，不要学习外邦人啊，这样穿着身体暴露啊，然后啊，反正到时候一定吃亏是自己。
So not only in church, but within our homes or in society, we need to be careful about what we wear, and so that we do not bring trouble upon ourselves.
那其实包括啊，这个在婚礼的时候，那个新娘啊、伴娘啊，那穿的衣服其实都要小心。
Even within weddings, the bride and the bridesmaids need to be careful about what they wear.
衣服太暴露了，真的要修正。
If the clothes are too revealing, they need to correct themselves.
好，那个我们要把神的话进在心里面才真的有免疫力的哈。所以要怎么样不犯罪？要记住神的话，诗篇119:11讲的。
And so how do we prevent ourselves from sinning? We need to keep the word of God in our heart in Psalm 119:11.
我们做祷告求主帮助让圣灵充满致使情欲其实就是 治本这个才是最根本的。
And it is one basic aspect is to always pray, ask the Lord to keep us and rely on the Holy Spirit to put lust to death.
好。那我们也要小心不要犯属灵的淫乱。
Let us also avoid spiritual adultery.
肉体的淫乱它这个是神的会拒绝律法特别拒绝，但是属灵上如果犯淫乱，其实我们的救恩也会打问号的。
If we commit spiritual adultery, then there will be a question mark on our salvation.
雅各书说以世俗为友就是以神为敌。
James tells us that friendship with the world is enmity with God.
我们现在已经归属耶稣了，但是我们现在是爱世界上的东西，爱这个世界，胜过于爱耶稣，那不叫做淫乱，不然叫什么？
If we already belong to God, but we love something else more than we love God, then is that not adultery?
对不对？所以我们要真的以神为乐，真的在这个会发现说，我们主耶稣的爱会让我们满足。
We need to find our joy in the Lord and be content or satisfied with God.
那个哥林多后书第十一章保罗特别强调说，我们要保守心，不要偏于邪啊，失去像基督所存那个纯一清洁的心，这很重要。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us that we need to be holy and chaste as a virgin to the Lord Jesus to experience Christ's love for the church.
好那启示录到最后有一个巴比伦的大淫妇那这个大淫妇所有人都醉在他那个淫乱的酒里面。
In Revelations, there is the great Babylon and the great harlot, and everyone, all the world is drunk with her sin.
其实他在讲的是他在这个世界，就是看重世界上的享受，然后这巴比伦里面所有的好像非常繁荣的一切，而轻看了那个属灵的主耶稣基督救恩的。
And what this is referring to is putting too much emphasis on the world and looking lightly on Jesus and his salvation.
好，这个就是要留意我们的信仰。
And this is how we need to be careful in our faith.
好，在律法里面出埃及记22章，人若引诱没有受聘的处女跟他行淫，要交出聘礼来娶她为妻。
Related teachings in regard to the commandment of the law in Exodus 22, verse 16, if a man entices a virgin who is not betrothed and lies with her, he shall pay the buy price.
那这里哦，先跟他发生关系的，有这个性关系嘛，哈，然后之后他要交出聘礼其他为妻，所以啊，这个是有一个责任的，那不可以，这个就是好像一般的我们说的所谓的先上车后补票。
This is a responsibility here. They've done the action, they must bear the consequences.
他要照程序来，要交出聘礼给女方的父亲，然后如果父亲同意的话，就娶她为妻。
And they must pay the bride price to the father, and if the father agrees, then they will become, she will become his wife.
他如果父亲不要，他还是要交钱。
And if the father says no, then he still needs to pay.
就是他还是要负责任的。He
still needs to bear the responsibility.
那这里交出聘礼这个字眼，其实本身就是让我们看到今天教会里面我们说要男女要有订婚这个程序在这里。Here
when it says betrothed, then this is talking about in the church engagement.
这个所以订婚就是彼此之间有一个约定啊，只是还没有过门啊，没有还没有。 还没有真的完成手续，但是已经是婚约已经定了。So
engagement is having an agreement already to be married. It's just that that's not already happened yet.
好，那22章28节说，行邪术的女的不可以让她存活，这个叫邪淫嘛。And
verse 20, chapter 22, verse 18 talks about sorcery or prostitutes.
好，跟兽淫合的，这个叫淫乱啊，你看致死。
And 22:19, whoever lies on an animal shall be put to death.
然后神特别跟以色列百姓叮咛啊，特别强调，以后不要跟迦南人通婚，不然哈，你们家的小孩哈就会去行邪淫，就拜偶像去了。And
Exodus 34:15, God tells the Israelites, you should not allow your children to marry the Canaanites, or they will play the harlot with their gods and worship idols.
好。 这是第七诫。This
is the seventh commandment.
第八诫说不可以偷盗。First
chapter, the eighth commandment is do not steal.
偷盗这个什么动作，这个什么意思
？So what does it mean to steal?
把人家拐走的意思哦。Carry
away.
有些人用不法的手段骗人家，这叫偷。
Use unlawful ways to deceive others and steal.
好，那这条诫命其实让我们看到神对我们人的财物也有保障。The
eighth commandment is God's assurance for man's possessions.
好，第六诫不可以杀人是尊重生命，第七诫不可以犯奸淫是尊重婚姻，第八诫不可以偷盗是保障每一个人。Sixth
commandment do not murder is to respect life. The seventh commandment do not commit adultery is to respect marriage. Eighth commandment do not steal is to protect property.
那所以我们现在每个人的生命跟我们这个财产都要有一个保障，这个基本人权。And
so the security of life and personal belongings is a basic human right.
那那个甚至就是跟你不合的，或是人家控告你，你都要尊重他的财产，你不可以欺负他的。
And so if others accuse us, we still need to respect their personal belongings.
先看一下这一节，因为我们可能没有时间讲到那么远去了。第23章的第4节。Let's
look at Exodus 23 verse 4.
23章第4节说，若遇见你的仇敌的牛或驴失迷的路，你总要牵回来交给他。
If you meet your enemy's ox or donkey going astray, you shall bring it back to him again.
这里的仇敌要搞清楚，这个仇敌不是那个外族人要来杀你的那个仇敌，事实上他就是你的对头，就是要跟你去打官司的那个人而已。This
enemy is not the enemy who's trying to kill you or like the enemy of war. This is the enemy of that you have an argument against.
就是他们都是同一个同族的人嘛，以色列百姓，他们自己都是。 同一国的人，但是现在有一些争执或者利益冲突，现在控告了。
It's an enemy within the Israelite community, so they are still all the same people, but someone that they have maybe conflict with.
好，那有时候就是好像就是他就给你，反正你不舒服了哈。但是这个时候，他如果他的牛驴走，你知道是某某人的驴，要把它牵回还他，你可以落井下石，然后特用这个机会去报复啊。
Even if this person makes you uncomfortable, if you see that their donkey or ox is going astray, you should bring it back to them. You shouldn't take it to make them feel uncomfortable.
So, 律法里面他就留下这个道理啊，他有不可以偷盗，就是尊重人家的财产。
So the law has this teaching that we should not steal. We need to respect other people's properties.
然后有这个诫命啊，你看到神希望我们这个整个社会是安定的，每一个人都会很满足自己所拥有的，不会有那个非分之想。
And so from this commandment, we can see that God desires for man to maintain a stability of society.
好，所以你如果东西被偷，有人要偷东西，最后会杀人嘛，谋财害命。
Some people, after they steal, then they get murdered because the people murder for money.
因为他怕这个事情被揭发了，所以干脆看到人都把他杀了。Because
they are afraid of getting caught, so they might kill the person they steal from.
那个，所以贪那个不义之财的，或者是你会真的是去夺那个不义之财，最后都会死亡。So
treasures of wickedness profit nothing. It will everyone you will die.
那换一个角度看，其实神要我们人殷勤做工，然后你就我去做工就有所得，你就会满足。But
God wants us to work diligently, and from our work we can gain satisfaction.
所以你看，神其实他要我们要殷勤工作，他不喜欢我们懒惰。
God wants us to work diligently. He doesn't want us to be lazy.
六天要努力工作吗？
We are supposed to work diligently for 6 days.
所以，那如果你因为懒惰、因为有缺乏去偷东西，神更不喜欢的这个人哈、哦，真的是犯诫命，所以神要刑罚的。
And so, if we're lazy, we don't want to work, and we go steal, then this is going against God's commandment. We'll be punished.
所以偷盗的意思就趁别人不知道夺取人家的物，那本来是不是他的，但是他又贪心的啊，真的去。 采取行动去夺取。
Stealing is taking other people's things without them noticing. So there's also a greed.
好，那圣经里面，特别是新约里面特别强调说我们要学习做正经事业哈。And
the New Testament teaches us that we need to learn to do proper business.
啊，然后要能够安静的做工，吃自己的饭。Work
quietly and eat our own bread.
好，那再进一步想想，什么叫偷盗的行为要搞清楚。And
so let's think even more deeply. What is stealing? What constitutes stealing?
不是你的东西，你要把它据为己有嘛？这个就是贼呀、啊。Taking
what does not belong to them as their own. This is a
就好像犹大，他是负责管理这个钱囊的，但是这些钱是公用的，大家的，但是他把它。 从里面拿一些私用，这个叫做偷窃嘛，他是这个贼。Just
like Judas, he was in charge of the money bag, and that money was supposed to be used by all the people, but he took from it, and he was a thief.
好，那神禁止说你不可以拿的，又去拿了，像亚干偷窃了神的东西，因为这个东西已经属于神的，你去把那个本来属神的东西，把它带回到自己家里面去，这个叫偷窃。Taking
what is should not be taken, or taking something that belongs to God, like Achan did, that is also stealing.
好，那在阿摩斯书里面哦，或者是当时候在先知书里面都会提到，有时候百姓他们做生意，他们有两种不同的升斗，不同的砝码，这个就是诈欺，欺骗人家。Amos
talks about how some of the Israelites would have like falsified skills or different types of skills to deceive.
好，那另外在诗篇37篇里面有提到说，你借贷以后如果恶意不还人家的，这也是偷盗。
And Psalm 37 verse 21, it says that if we borrow but have ill intentions to not repay, that is stealing.
罗马书13章里面这个逃税漏税了。Romans
13 verse 6 to 7 talks about tax evasion.
就是说该纳粮就纳给他，该上税就要上税，这个就是公民的义务了。So
what we should be paid taxes on, then we should pay taxes on.
那当然，政府也提供许多的那个可以减税的方法，我们要懂得利用。
The government also has many ways to reduce our number of taxes, and we need to learn how to use them.
不要让我们的钱哦放在那边没有用，所以他希望我们能够运用我们所拥有的钱财，然后去创造社会上的经济活动，所以那个钱财本身它才有价值。
Not just let the money sit there. The government wants us to use the money to bring about more work, so that it's not useless.
所以你如果赚很多钱的人哦。接下去会有比较多的烦恼，就是在这里、啊、
And so when someone makes more money, then they will have more worries. And this
因为你要想到说，我这个钱要怎么去用它，然后才可以减税，才不会通通交税交光了嘛。所以你就要去投资，然后去、哦、这个就是这样子，钱越多，然后烦恼越多了。
Because they need to think about what they should do with their money, so it doesn't all get taxed away. What they should invest in, and it gives them more worries.
那但是。其实如果有钱，那也不需要自己什么都自己做，你就请人帮你管理，也是一条路。
But if you have the money, then you don't have to do it all yourself. You can find someone to do it for you.
好，那就是 要合法的去经营自己的财务了。
So we need to manage our money lawfully.
那如果 不奉献十一捐的、哦、就是托起神的物、啊、
If we don't give tithe, then we are taking from God.
马拉基书三章八节已经讲得很清楚了。
It's very clear in Malachi chapter 3 verse 8.
所以我们、哦、该属神的要把 把它奉到神的家神的殿去。
So what belongs to God needs to be given back to his house, his temple.
不要成为 偷取神的东西的人。
Let us not be someone who steals from God.
好那生活上应用就是说、哦、要谨慎行为我们这个人家是别人的如果要用要经过人家同意、啊、不要私拿东西。
Life application is that we need to be prudent and not steal. Don't take things without the consent of other people.
那个提多书二章那里就特别提到那个做仆人的，以前那个奴隶哈，他会偷偷的拿人家那个主人的东西，私拿东西。
In Titus chapter 2 verse 10 talks about how some of the servants would secretly take some of their owner's things or their manager's things.
好，那做儿女的不要偷窃父母亲的东西，这个也是罪嘛。
And as children, we should not steal from our parents. It's also a sin.
因为这是父母亲的、啊、他也没有给你所以你要问嘛。
Parents don't give it to us, then we need to ask.
好那如果做生意、哦、不要用那个诡诈的方式、哦、想要 多赚一些应当诚实不要用那种两种砝码。
If we own business, then we need to be honest in our dealings. Don't use deceptive ways or two different types of scales.
好那在这里面特别有一项就是不要盗取别人的智慧财产。
Another point is that we shouldn't take public property as our own private property.
就是所以哦，我们应该要给人的要给啊。
Those that should belong to the public should remain to the public.
哇，现在我们这个社会其实也很注重别人的权益啦，所以我们今天如果诗歌哈没有跟人家付钱啊，人家说什么东西不能用，就照着做，因为这就是人家的智慧财产。
So if there are certain things that you know, people say are only for public use, we can't use it for private, then leave it as it is.
好，那我们要不会去偷盗，一定是自己本身殷勤，要自己要足够。
And so for us not to steal, we also need to have enough.
好，你只要殷勤不懒惰，绝对不会缺乏。
If we are diligent and not lazy, then we will not be in lack.
像今天这个社会哈，很多。单位啊，工厂啊，公司啊，找不到人，因为很多人懒惰不想工作了。
In today's society, many companies are unable to find workers because people are lazy and don't want to work.
那但是其实只要我们愿意工作，一定会有，一定可以啊、有收入，那我们一定有余啊、甚至可以去帮助别人。
If we are willing to work, then we will for sure have an income and maybe even able to help others.
记住像亚伯拉罕他跟那个所罗门王讲的属于你的东西一根线一根鞋带我都不会拿
Just like remember what Abraham said he said to the king of Sodom I will not take anything from you
好、啊、那提摩太前书、啊、说我们敬虔加上知足的心就是大力有衣有食就当知足
And 1 Timothy tells us that godliness with contentment is great gain so let's be content with food and clothing
好然后所以律法里面有一些相关的这些律法跟这条诫命有关。
also some related teachings in regard to the commandment of the law.
这里在出埃及记二十一章里面讲到这个拐带人口。
Here in Exodus 21:16 talks about kidnapping.
哦，这所以这个贩卖人口这个是大罪啊。
Kidnapping and selling a person is a great sin. It's to be put to death.
这是为什么？如果那个人做那个人蛇的交易的话，那个买卖奴隶哈，这个是大罪。
So human trafficking is a great sin.
啊，偷牛偷羊的啊，这个都要赔的。你看他是要赔。
If someone steals an ox or sheep, then they need to restore it or pay for it.
啊，加倍烦了哈，然后。这里都提到说不可以偷盗啊，这个律法里面都写得很清楚了。
They may even need to pay double. So all these verses talk about in the law, it's you can't steal.
第九戒不可做假见证陷害人。
The ninth commandment is you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
这里有几个关键字啊，什么叫做假见证，虚假的。
So there are some key terms in this verse.Which is what is a false witness?
好，那所以这个就是你成为一个虚假的见证人的意思了。啊，目的你的那个动机是要害人的。
To be a false witness is to bear false testimony, and your intention is to harm another person.
啊，现在这边说你不，我们现在不可以成为这样的人。
So the commandment says that you shall not bear false witness.
好。那这些相关的字哈，在以雷玛都可以，我们可以自己看。
We can look at these key terms in以雷玛。
那所谓做假见证，现在的用现在的用语叫做抹黑了啊，把它诬告了。
What does it mean to bear false witness? Today we call that framing others, smearing them, or bringing a false accusation.
其实。你的那个用意就是要让这个人受亏损，或者是被人家误会，或接下去他要遭受刑罚，但是实际上是他本来不应该有这些那个刑罚的。
The purpose of doing this is so that another person will be misunderstood and they will suffer loss or they will suffer some kind of punishment which they originally did not deserve.
好，那所以我们要小心，我们不要成为那个。让人被误解或被审判的人呢。
So we need to be careful not to cause somebody else to be misunderstood or have punishment they don't deserve.
那反过来，神要求我们做一个诚实的人。
Instead, God requires us to be honest.
所以这个诫命本身其实已经说得很清楚，我们本身话哈已经。是就是是，不是就是不是，绝对不能够加油添醋，成为作假见证的。
This commandment tells us very clearly that we have to be honest in what we say. When we say yes, it must mean yes. When we say no, it means no. And we should not add or take anything away and become a false witness.
那所以一般来说，你今天不管在什么样的就算在法院就是他要你做见证的时候，通常都要你先声明要说要就是要起誓说你现在所讲的话都是真的。
Today, especially when we are in a court, a witness must first take an oath to swear that what they say is true.
好，我们的神是真神嘛，所以今天他的百姓也要成为真实的。
Since our God is true, He also requires man to be true.
但是现在有一个问题，有时候我们对这个事情可能不是真的很清楚。但是我们可能就被要求去做见证。那这个时候我们如果不清楚，我们去做见证可能就变成假见证。
The problem arises if we are not very clear about what exactly all the facts are, and if we are called to become a witness, we may become a false witness.
那这个最后是变成陷害人了吗？
And then we will cause harm to another person.
特别是如果我们的话本身，我们的那个角色本身是很关键性的，那就要更小心。
So especially if we are a person that has a very key position or role, we have to be especially careful.
好，那我们要了解这个谎言从魔鬼来。
We have to understand that lies come from the devil.
结局一定是永远的死。
And the end is everlasting death.
对，在启示录最后第二十一章、二十二章哈，他那个最后不能够得救的人都包括这个讲谎话的。
Therefore, in the end of Revelation, when it lists the people who shall not be saved, they both of these lists include liars.
哦，在这个诫命底下，我们看到说哈，其实我们人要。心跟口要一致，你心里所想的跟嘴巴所讲的要一样。
From this verse, it tells us that God wants us to be consistent between our heart and our mouth. So whatever we say should be consistent with our thoughts.
我们知道我们的言为心生，就是说我们现在讲出来的话，其实是我们心里所想的，我们的思想结果。
Whatever we say and whatever we do is the result of what our heart is thinking.
哦，所以言语是反映人的心呢。
And so words are a reflection of what is in our heart.
所以一个人哈，那如果心里面充满着苦毒哈，或者是一些不好的东西哈，那嘴巴很难讲出祝福的话。
If a person's heart is full of bitterness and evil things, then it's very hard for them to say words of blessing.
但是反过来，如果一个人他心里面真的是充满爱，然后又是公义圣洁哈，讲出来的话就会不一样。
However, if a person's heart is full of love and justice and righteousness, then their words will be different.
他讲这一句话，箴言二十三章，箴言二十三章第七节。
We look at Proverbs 23, verse 7.
箴言二十三章第七节说，他心里怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。
23, verse 7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he.
然后第二句话，他虽对你说请吃请喝，他的心却与你相背。
Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you.
所以表示说，其实有些人他也是可以伪装的，所以他嘴巴讲一样，但是他内心想的又是另外一样。
This verse tells us that there are some people who can hide their true intentions. So they say something with their mouth, but in their heart, they're thinking something else.
好，那当然在二十三章一开始的时候，他特别提到说，如果有人请你吃饭，或者是你的长官请你吃饭，你要小心啊。
And in the beginning of chapter 23, it says that if you sit down to eat with a ruler or someone who is your superior, you have to be very careful.
那圣经在雅各书也特别说嘛，我们如果在话语上没有过失，就是完全人，所以我们 要留意我们所说的话。
In James, it tells us that if anyone does not stumble in his words, he is a perfect man. Therefore, we need to be very careful about our words.
那神从这神的心意从这一条诫命也让我们知道，我们不可以因为诬告别人而害人的命这个罪很重的。
This commandment also tells us that God does not want us to bring false accusations that might harm or kill another person.
在圣经里面，你看拿伯，亚哈王的时代，拿伯是如何被陷害的？也就是因为有两个匪徒被指示要做假见证陷害他，结果他就真的被石头打死。
This is a great sin to God. If we look in the Bible, Naboth was a person who was framed because of false witnesses. And there were these two scoundrels who spoke falsely against him. And then Naboth was actually stoned to death.
我们都知道这个故事。最后其实那个亚哈王跟他的家最后也要因为这件事 而付代价，而且是死得很凄惨的代价。
Because of this great sin, King Ahab and his entire family had to suffer very severe consequences, and they all died very tragically and violently.
所以说被钉十字架之前的审判也是被一些假见证人这是被买来的特别做假见证来诬告他的。
Before the Lord Jesus was crucified, he also was put on trial, and his accusers hired some false witnesses to speak against him.
这些人最后神都要跟他算账。
In the end, God will judge all of these false witnesses.
那 现在这里这条诫命啊，他也特别提到说，我们不可以跟我们的邻居做仇敌啊，要爱邻居像自己。
This commandment also teaches us that we should not be an enemy towards our neighbor, but we need to love our neighbor as ourselves.
因为假见证哈、啊，你现在如果不诚实的人哈、啊，你到最后会跟你的邻居合不来。
If you are a false witness or if you are dishonest, you will not get along with your neighbor.
啊，那因为这里提到这个做假见证，通常都是要有这个不愉快的诉讼啦，或者是争执啦，然后要证明谁对谁错这样的事情发生。
A false witness will only arise because two or more people have some kind of conflict and they are trying to prove that the other person is wrong.
啊，那这个时候如果有一些假见证的那个事情参与当中，这个事情就变得很复杂。
If a false witness interferes in this conflict, then everything will become more complicated.
圣经说，如果挖陷坑的，最后都自己掉在其中。
The Bible says that whoever digs a pit will fall into it.
那但是反过来，如果爱仇敌的，就得到赏赐。
But whoever loves his enemies will receive a reward from the Lord.
啊，我们要懂得啊，跟我们的邻居好好的相处。
And so we need to know how to live peacefully with our neighbors.
以前也教会里面也有发生过这样子，我们的信徒跟邻居处不来，其实那个生活很痛苦。
This has happened before in our church, in which one of our members could not get along with their neighbors, and the whole situation was very uncomfortable and very difficult.
那可能就是为了一些小事情啊，就争执不休嘛，这样子拖很久，其实是对自己的伤害的。
And their conflict was actually over a very small issue, but because it took so long to resolve it, it just caused a lot of unnecessary suffering.
那我们现在在要生活应用这个有关于这条诫命，就是哈，在这个赠送的事情上哈，我们要小心，不要成为那个做假见证的人。
Now, how can we apply this commandment to our life? First is that when there is some kind of dispute, we must be careful not to become a false witness.
因为在23章，我来看这一段，23章第一节到第三节，它特别就是这样讲。
So in Exodus chapter 23, from verse 1 to verse 3, it talks about this situation.
好，这里说不可以随火布散谣言，不可以跟恶人联手，妄作见证。
Verse 1, you shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness.
第二，不可随众行恶，不可在争讼的事上随众偏行，作见证，屈枉正直。
Verse 2, you shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute, so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice.
第三说，不可在争讼的事上偏护穷人。
Verse 3, you shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute.
那这个表示说，在这个争讼的事情上，其实就是要知道说什么叫做正义啊，公义的一定是要得胜的。
When there is a dispute, we have to find out what is just and make sure that justice prevails.
啊，那所以当这种事情发生的时候，我们要站在那个真理上面，而不是说有时候我们就会偏袒穷人啊，或者是。
When there is any kind of dispute, we always have to stand on the side of truth. We should not show partiality for or against a poor person or maybe one of our family members whom we love.
好，啊，那做假见证的哦，做生意的人哦，很可能会换道。
When people do business, it's very easy for them to break this commandment to be a false witness.
做生意不能够卖假的东西啊！如果你就跟人家说这个保证是真的，一定好的，就是。
We should not sell a false product and tell people, "Oh, this is the genuine item and it's very good."
啊，我们现在对人家讲话要兑现的，就是说话要算话了啊。
We also have to be honest and fulfill the promises that we make.
那要怎么样才不会去做假见证
？How can we prevent ourselves from bearing false witness？
啊，真的就是要把道理放在心里面。
Truly, we have to keep God's words in our heart.
啊，那像那个箴言哦，那个30章里面雅各的祷告。
And we have to learn from the prayer of Agur in Proverbs chapter 30.
他跟神求说, 让虚假跟谎言远离我。
And he prayed to God to remove falsehood and lies far from him.
好，所以如果我们真的是已经都是讲真实的话，谎言不会说的，人家就会信任，我们不会成为那个做假见证的。
If we always speak the truth and do not lie, then people will trust us and we will not become a false witness.
好，那这个跟在21章到23章里面啊，跟律法有关，跟这一些这个诫命有关系的。另外一句话在第23章的第6节说，不可以在穷人赠送的事上虚妄证实。
So there are many teachings related to the ninth commandment from Exodus 21 to 23. In chapter 23, verse 6, it especially says that you shall not pervert the judgment of your poor in his dispute.
好，那这个就是穷人的赠送上虚妄正直，然后那第三节说不可以在赠送的事上偏护穷人，那这个就是那个重点不一样，但是他的精神都一样的。 是就是对就对，不是他穷或富，或者是他是比较弱的一方，还是他比较强的一方，这都不是考量的因素。
So if we compare verse 3 and verse 6, the emphasis of these two verses are different, but the point is still the same. Whether or not the person is rich or poor, whether they are a high status or low status, we always have to do what is just and do what is true.
不是穷人都是对的嘛?
The poor person is not always right.
但是现在社会上有一些法官判断，他是偏护穷人，所以那个如果是那个房子租人家的啊，你就是房东啊，你如果去打官司啊，要赢的机会不高。那法官都说你要有钱人应该让一些给那个穷人没有关系啊，但是圣经的精神不是这样子的。
Today in society, there are some officials or judges who are not very fair towards the poor. For example, if you are a tenant and you have a dispute with your landlord, sometimes the judge will be biased against the poor person. They will not tell the rich person to help the poor. However, this is not what the Bible teaches us to do.
其实赠送的事情这是这件事，但是如果 富有人要去照顾穷人，这是一定的，但是这是在另外一件事情上，这是从另外一个角度去做这对的事，那不能够把这两个事情混合在一起。
On one hand, there are disputes, and on the other hand, sometimes the rich people do want to help the poor. However, these are two different issues, and we should not mix them together.
所以如果在赠送是一定是要公正，而且是 真实的，要让真理显明才对。
So when there is a dispute, we always have to stand on the side of truth and justice.
好，第10诫。
The 10th commandment.
不可以贪恋人的房屋，不可以贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并那一切所有的。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, or his ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
好，所以这一条诫命。 很特别的，就是跟我们的心有关系的。This
commandment is very unique because it has to do with our heart.
对这个贪恋，那圣经用这个字眼，不可以贪恋人的东西。Here
it uses this word covet.
好，就是你很强烈的想要拥有。To
covet something is to have a very strong desire for something.
恋慕，你就是整个心好像被吸过去的一样。
You are so attracted by this thing, and your heart is drawn towards it.
那所以这个就跟我们的那个眼睛，你看那现在，你看他这里所讲的基本上都是物质的。So
this has to do with our eyes, and in this verse, it talks about material things.
但是渴慕了，现在你想要拥有一个，就好像我们今天圣经说，我们要 要渴慕做善功，要渴慕可以侍奉神，有一个欲望，这个是要做在神的身上，这又是好的。
However, for this word desire, There, some Bible verses also say that we ought to strongly desire to do good things. And so if we desire to do something that pleases God, that is actually a good desire.
好，所以这个贪念这个字眼，当然在希伯来文里面很多不同的字翻译成，但是我们要留意圣经这条诫命本身来告诉我们什么道理。
So the original Hebrew word for covet is used in many different ways in the Bible, but in regards to this commandment, we have to understand what it's talking about.
那创世纪3章6节，那个夏娃看那个分别山树上的果子，她觉得说这个很悦人眼目，是可喜爱的。这个字眼跟这个贪图是一样。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, it said that when Eve saw the fruit that was forbidden, she saw that it was pleasant to the eyes and desirable to make one wise. So this word desirable is the same as covet.
喜爱，喜爱的可以让人像神一样那么聪明啊！这个就是，这个就是他已经超越了他应该有的那个范围了。
She desired this fruit because she thought it could make her wise. So her desire had already trespassed against the boundaries of God.
你看那个亚干哦，他最后变成偷窃神的物的人被打死了。一开始就从贪爱这些东西来的。
If we look at Achan, he ended up stealing from God and he was stoned to death. And the cause of his stealing was that he had a covetous heart.
这些东西本来神都已经事先都已经先声明了，所有东西都要把它除掉，都如果可以留下来，要留到给神那边去的，人不可以要，但是他就是不把神的这个命令当做一回事。
God had already commanded that all of these spoils which they received from this battle, they had to destroy everything. The things that were not destroyed all belonged to God, and they should not take any of it. However, Achan did not keep God's words in his heart.
贪爱之后他就去拿了，就藏起来了。
He coveted them, so he took them, and then he hid them in his tent.
那最后他死了，他的家人也死了。
And in the end, he died, and all of his family also died.
好，那贪念哦，贪念这个字眼啊，我们现在你们自己看，那贪爱不属于你自己的东西，你不应该喜爱的，就去喜爱它，这个就是犯罪的前兆了。
So we can look at those other verses about the word covet. But here, when we talk about covetousness, it means to delight in something that we should not delight in. That's not ours.
那这个就是私欲怀胎，开始要工作了。So
this is a selfish desire, and the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
就是雅各书1章15节那个私欲怀胎，长生出罪来，罪长成就是生出死。
So this is what it says in James chapter 1, verse 15, that when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin is full grown, brings forth death.
好，那有关于这个不可以贪心这件事情哈，那我们也知道说，这个就是神对个人的家庭的保障了哈，因为他谈到说人的妻子、人家的房屋、人家的土地、什么牛驴、仆婢哈，都是属于人家的财产的，但是你现在都。 竟然想要有一个非分之想。So
this commandment is talking about how God protects individual families and the people and property of each person. So in the commandment, it talked about you shall not covet someone's wife, their servants, or their animals, because if you do, this desire is wrong.
如果是夺取人家妻子，家庭就破裂嘛。你夺取人家房屋，人家就没有房子住。 啊，你说反正别人的东西，你把它夺取了，就影响别人的生活、家庭，一定的。If
you take away someone's wife, their family will be broken. If you take away their house, then their life will be insecure. And if you take away any of their possessions, then it will definitely negatively impact their life.
好，所以神说不可以哈，那正面上就是我们要有知足的心嘛。
So that is what God has forbidden us from doing. From a more positive side, God requires that we have a heart of contentment.
那神按照我们个人所该得的，他是赏赐我们的。
God gives us according to what we deserve.
啊，那我们每个人都有神给我们的这些福分的哈。那我们该得的神都会按我们应该有的给的我们。那别人的就是他的，不要去贪啊，想要去有那个非分之想啊，这是重点。
God has given to each person our portion, and we should be content with what God has given us. What other people have received, that is God's portion for them, and we should not be greedy to covet what other people have.
每个人都有神的恩赐，神赐给我们的，该享受的。
God has also given each one of us our own skills, our portion, and the things for us to enjoy.
那所以这条诫命，它规划我们的心，从心开始。才不会有那个行为。
And so this commandment is actually addressing the issues of our heart. If we have the right heart, then that will prevent us from sinning.
好，所以守道理要从心开始，行为就不会偏差。
Therefore, in order to really keep the commandments, it starts from our heart so that our behavior does not go astray.
从第一节到第九节，基本上它都重点都是这个外表的行为哈。
The first nine commandments mainly focus on our outward behavior.
好，那个第十节就是他这个对不起，这里写错，应该四章二十三节才对。对，那我们现在要心里面不会去贪哈，不会去贪，表示说你要心里面要好好的保守它。
This should be Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Basically, the 10th commandment is telling us that we need to guard our hearts so that we do not become greedy.
不会贪就不会去偷了。
Because if we're not greedy, we will not steal.
人如果是贪了，真的是要去用想办法去争夺，最后也得不到了。
When we are greedy or are lustful, then we will try to gain what we desire, but we will not be able to.
就是说，如果不是神要赏赐哦，人再怎么去争取，最后都没有用的。
Because no matter how much you fight for something, if this is not God's will for you to have it, you will not get it.
但是如果神要赐我们呢，赐给我们的，你都不去争取，神也会自动掉给你。
And if this is something that God does want to give you, you do not have to fight for it, and you will gain it.
好，那我们要知道这个贪心的结果是什么？
We need to understand the consequences of being greedy.
贪恋财力的扰害自己的家。
He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house.
以弗所书特别跟哥罗西书特别要强调，贪心的跟拜偶像一样。
Ephesians and 1 Corinthians tells us that a covetous man is the same as an idolater.
提摩太前书六章十节说，贪财是万恶之根。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 10 tells us that the love of money is the root, is a root of all kinds of evil.
哥罗西书三章特别说，贪心会惹神愤怒的。
And in Colossians chapter 3 it tells us that greed will arouse the wrath of God.
哥林多前书六章说，贪心人不能够进神的国。
First Corinthians chapter 6 tells us that the covetous people will not inherit the kingdom of God.
贪念世俗的，像以扫出卖长子民，最后失去的就是他那个福分，约里面应许的，对我们来说就是失去永生。
And if a person is profane like Esau, and he who sold his birthright for one morsel of food, then for us that means that we will lose our eternal life.
那我们今天都是长子啊。
Today we are all the firstborn.
那所以我们这个长子的名分很珍贵的。
And this status as a firstborn is very precious.
我们都是属耶稣的人啊。
We are all people who belong to Lord Jesus.
不要被魔鬼骗了，用一些物质的好处，世界上的一些蝇头小利就把我们骗走了，千万不要那么傻。
We should not be so foolish to be deceived by Satan to trade our precious status for some very small gains in this world.
好。在生活当中要留意哈，不要一直看别人妻子比较漂亮。
So, in terms of life application, first is we should not keep looking at other people's wives and think that they are more beautiful than ours.
其实神给我们配合的是最好的，最适合的。
The spouse whom God has given us is the best one for us.
不要一直看别人的丈夫比较帅哦，又高又帅。
Don't look at other people's husbands and think, oh, he is so tall and handsome.
你看到外面都不准，你不知道他在家里面可能很坏。
What you see on the outside is inaccurate. You don't know what he is like at home. Perhaps he is very evil.
好，那所以哦，我们现在如果在婚姻里面哦，真的要满足于神对我们的安排啊，那我们要真的实践道理，好好去经营婚姻，那我们可以享受圣经里面所说的啊，跟你所爱的妻或你的丈夫快活度日。
After we are married, we need to be satisfied with the one whom God has arranged for us, and then we need to diligently work on our marriage so that we can truly rejoice with the wife or the husband of our youth.
箴言第一章这里这段话要注意。
In Proverbs chapter 1, it has a very important verse that we need to keep in mind.
要读这一段。
So we will read this passage.
特别跟他的我儿啊，你要听父亲的训诲。
Says my son, hear the instruction of your father.
第十节说，如果有人引诱你哈，你不可以随从哦。
Verse 10, if sinners entice you, do not consent.
他们若说你跟我们同去，做什么？埋伏流人的血，害无罪之人。
If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood, let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause.
然后第十三节说，哦，我们就得到各样的宝物，啊，将掳来的，哦，可以装满房屋。
Verse 13, we shall find all kinds of precious possessions, we shall fill our houses with spoil.
好，然后十四节说，来，那你跟我们大家一起同分，我们共用一个囊袋，啊，大家 共享。
Verse 14, cast in your lot among us, let us all have one purse.
好，那我儿啊，你不要跟他们同行一道，禁止你的脚走他们的路。
Verse 15, my son, do not walk in the way with them, keep your foot from their path.
哦，这里特别提到说，要你不要跟那个贪心的人或者是恶人同伙。
This passage tells us that we should not be in the company of those who are greedy or who are wicked.
因为当我们跟贪心人在一起久了以后，我们就变得越来越贪心。
Because if we spend a lot of time with covetous people, we shall also become more covetous.
所以要懂得筛选自己的朋友。如果那个朋友是整天都是在讲钱的，你要跟他保持距离。
We have to choose our friends very carefully. If our friends are always talking about making money, then we need to keep a distance.
因为我们很容易就被影响的。
Because we can easily be influenced.
好，那因为贪财的，第十九节说，贪恋财力的所行之路都是如此，这贪恋之心乃夺去得财者的命。
Verse 19, so are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain, it takes away the life of its owners.
所以从有一个贪的心开始，到最后命都没了。
And so if you start out with a greedy or covetous heart, in the end it will kill you.
贪心这个问题有时候是贪吃啊。
Sometimes being covetous means that we are very greedy for food.
贪吃的他说要拿刀放在喉咙上。
And Proverbs says that you should put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite.
因为吃下去可能就吃亏了啦。
So you have to be careful lest you suffer loss.
好，我们要知足就不会贪心。
If we are content, we will not be greedy.
要常常听道理。
Must listen to the words of God often.
要常常祷告，克制情欲，致使肉体的情欲。
We have to pray often and put to death the desires of our flesh.
要懂得依靠圣灵。
We must know to rely on the Holy Spirit.
这个马太福音七章主耶稣说的，生活需用的要向神求啊，你不需要妄求。
And in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord Jesus told us that we should ask God for what we need in life and do not ask in vain.
因为你求就给你嘛，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你开门。
Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.
我们吃喝穿这个基本的需求，神都知道，他真的会照顾我们的。
God knows all of our needs, what we need to eat, drink, or wear, and He will take care of all of these needs.
好，那这个有关于贪心这个部分，在律法里面哦，特别提到说，这个如果穷人跟你同住，
Some related teachings regarding this commandment. In Exodus chapter 22, it says, if you lend money to anyone who is poor, you shall not be like a money lender to him and charge him interest.
所以他已经很可怜了，你不要再利用这个机会啊，去让他更穷了。Your
brother is already very pitiful. Do not use this opportunity to charge him interest and make him even more poor.
其实如果有余的就给他，帮助他。And
if you're able to, you should give to him and help him.
不可以贪，不可以那个贿赂，其实跟贪心有关系。
You should not be greedy and try to take advantage of him.
好，那个在利未记25章啊，对的，这个是25章。他说，特别他在强调一下你那个弟兄之间啊，如果他们有贫穷的，你要帮助他啊，不可以再让他更苦啊，因为敬畏神啊，这个就是神的那个爱心的原则。
And here in Leviticus chapter 25, it reminds us that if one of our brethren becomes poor and becomes falls into poverty, we should help them. We should not make their lives more miserable, but we need to fear God in how we treat them.
好，下次我们十诫哈，就是到这里就完成。
Thank God, this will conclude our study of the Ten Commandments.